I was interviewing Bruce Fairburn, a local producer guy, and I asked him if he'd heard any albums that have blown away with the production lately, and he mentioned Big Wreck and Big Sugar.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, when was that?
That was just about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I interviewed him for a cover story.
Really?
Yeah.
He was referring to our new record.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm flattered as hell.
Kudos to you for...
Oh, my God.
And I'm to second his opinion, because I think it's a great sound, and I was wondering sort of where you make the transition from musician to producer.
I think it's because I'm a Gemini.
Huh?
I have a split personality. I think that's why it works so easily for me.
Have you always had the production bug?
Yeah, even as a kid, I used to listen to records and go, wow, how did they do that? Like, not how did they play it. I know how they play it, but how do they make it sound like that? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know, I was always curious to know.
And have you produced all the Big Sugar albums?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Except for the first one.
And what about getting the technical know-how of how the, you know, which knobs to twiddle and such?
Well, you know, I just kind of do it the same way I do music. I just do it by feel, you know. I just, you know, I don't know what this thing is called or what frequency is a good frequency, but I just go by my ears. Just do what my ears tell me is right. And I've, you know, obviously done a little research and trial and error and knowing, you know, I have a frame of reference for, well, this is how you get that sound. And this is how you don't get that sound, you know, things like that.